This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
This is from Doug.
Acted like I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Always did.
This is from Doug in Kansas, US of E.
Yeah.
The category, because I have categories, Dear Dicks.
Again. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It drives my wife nuts, but there's two things I like to pick up when I'm driving down the road, and that is fresh deer and hitchhikers. Fuck. Here we go. Never at the same time, though, because that might be a bit weird. I pick up the deer because I'm a bad hunter, and the hitchhikers because I've been there. I've got to meet some really interesting people, and on occasion, you get a great story. One morning when I was still in the National Guard, I was headed to the base when I spotted fresh kill on the sides of the road. It was a deer, not a hitchhiker. So major score for the day. I searched my vehicle for a knife to field dress it, but only had the machete I use for clearing limbs and grass when I'm fishing. Well, you use what you do. You use what you got, don't you? At the time, I had on my old Jeep, I had an old Jeep Cherokee spray painted flat black. So not being worried about making a mess, I dragged the gutted deer up onto the top of the Jeep, tossed the machete in the back floorboards and went to base. Cut to a few days later, I'm driving down the road headed for smokes when I spot a guy carrying several grocery bags walking down the road. It's pretty hot outside and the closest store is about a mile or so down the road, so I know he's been walking for a bit already. I pull over and he lets me know he was walking to my neighbourhood another half a mile back. So not a problem, I tell him. Quick stop at the gas station, just up the road. I'll drop you off on the way home. He accepts and I think I've got my good deed done for the day, all wrapped up with minimal effort. He's appreciative and making small talk as he's loading his purchases into the front floorboards of my Jeep when suddenly he comes to a dead stop and the colour drains from his face. It looked like somebody had flipped a switch in his head. Never having made it fully into the vehicle, he hops back out and starts removing his bags. On second thought, he says, I've got to stop by Tractor Supplies and pick up a couple of things first. So I assure him it's not a problem. Hey, man, we're right here, so I'll pick you up on my way back. It's all on the same route. He's stammering, grabbing his bag, still pale as a sheet, and telling me he'll be fine. There's no need to wait for him. I don't want to be an inconvenience, etc., etc., etc. I couldn't put a finger on what was going, but something was really off. Whatever. Sometimes you just get weirdos, and I figured out, fuck it, and went on my merry way. I kept an eye out on the way back, but never saw him again. Later that day, I'm clearing out my Jeep, and it all falls into place for me. There, behind the driver's seat, in full view of anyone standing on the passenger side, is a machete, still covered in matted hair and dried blood from the deer that I'd cut it. The poor prick had undoubtedly seen this, which caused him to make what I feel was some pretty fair assumptions about what I appeared to be doing. And why I was so eager to give him a ride. We've been laughing about it since 2013. Each time it comes up, I always end by saying, we've both been telling the same story for years now, but his version is entirely different from mine. I'm pretty sure that in his story, he escaped being murdered with a maniac with a machete, and I've been tempted to post this to the neighborhood sites to see if he speaks up, but he might just think that I'm trying to get the one that got away, trying to tie up some loose ends. Oh, Doug.
Not for radio. Reloaded.